is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated. For the private use of our audience, any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers baseball is live from the sandhills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show, getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
Time to close up a series from Kinston, North Carolina. It is game 6 of 6 between the Fayetteville Woodpeckers and the Down East Wood Ducks, live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Hello, everybody. Welcome inside the broadcast booth at historic Granger Stadium, and a very happy Sunday afternoon to you. Andrew Chapman, glad to be with you live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and our online radio broadcast also streaming live through the MILB First Pitch app. A bit of a abbreviated pregame show tonight, couple of connection issues getting on, but we believe that we are up and rolling now, and we are ready to go for first pitch. And you haven't missed a moment. Kennedy Corona is getting ready to dig into the right side, and he is getting ready to face right-hander Winston Santos of the Down East Wood Ducks. 1-0 record, 4.34 ERA, 8th appearance and 7th start of the year for Winston Santos. He'll face Kennedy Corona, Leo Stanley Molina, and Joey Loperfido. Top three in Joe Thon's order today, and Kennedy Corona gets it started with a liner up the right field side. That's going to tuck inside of the line, get all the way towards the corner. Corona hustling into second base, and he has himself a stand-up double on the very first pitch of the game. And Kennedy Corona can't be stopped. He's hitting over 400 across his last 9 games coming into today. And there's his second double of this series. He has a couple of home runs to go along with it, including a solo shot yesterday. So the Woodpeckers instantly with a man in scoring position for Leo Stanley Molina. Santos throws. Molina hits it the opposite way over to first. Mitchell playing off the line, scoops it in near the grass and runs it over himself for a 3 unassisted. But a productive out that gets Kennedy Corona over to third base. One away and Joey Loperfido coming up. Rest of the starting 9 today for Fayetteville features Miguel Palma, the cleanup man. Tyler Whitaker will play out in right and hit 5th. Rainier Rivas gets the start in left, hitting 6th, followed by Cody Orr, the center fielder, 7th. Yuris Ramirez will play at 3rd, bat 8th, and Freddie Guillamo, the catcher, will round out the 9 today for the Woodpeckers in those alternate red uniforms, the black helmets, red unis in the gray pants with the black pinstripe going down the side of the leg. Loperfido takes a fastball strike from Winston Santos. Infield plays in, and Loperfido cuts through a changeup. It's quickly 0-2. Loperfido hitting .288 and playing in his 40th game of the season. He has 7 doubles, 4 home runs, and 17 driven in. The 0-2 offering. And Loperfido chops it over to first. It's fielded by Mitchell. He comes to the plate, and Corona slides underneath the tag. A head-first slide, and the Woodpeckers are on the board. Throw got there right as Corona arrived to the plate. Muller tried to swipe a tag, but Kennedy was wise to dive towards the back corner of the plate, evade the tag, and score the run. Loperfido will get an RBI, a fielder's choice as well. 1-0 Fayetteville in the top of the first, second straight night where they have put a run on the board in the top of the first inning. Yesterday it was with the Kennedy Corona home run. Loperfido was on the move to second. Here comes the throw down. Tag is applied, and they got him sliding in. Well, nobody's been caught stealing bases this season more than Joey Loperfido. He has 9 successful steals, but that's his 8th time getting nabbed this year. He's thrown out by Ian Muller behind the plate, and there's now 2 gone with the bases empty. And Miguel Palma, cleanup man, first baseman today for Fayetteville in a 1-0 count. Winston Santos throwing, and Palma swings and misses. It's 1-1. Yosi Galan is the left fielder today for Down East. Out in center is Alejandro Osuna. And out in right is Marcus Smith. The third baseman is Yency Pena. Shortstop Cam Colley, and over at second base, Maximo Acosta. Playing at first is Tucker Mitchell, and doing the catching is Ian Muller. Palma rips through a high fastball, and it's now 2-2. Miguel Palma swings and pops this one up. Third base side, foul territory. Yency Pena running over, pressed up against the wall, but that'll fall into the empty bleachers. Out of play to keep it at a two-ball, two-strike count. Palma hovering right above the 200 mark, playing in his 35th game of the year. He's at 202 with two home runs, 15 ribbies to go along with 20 walks and 28 strikeouts. Here's the 2-2 home. And a tapper right out in front of the plate towards the mound. Winston Santos comes forward. He fields and steps and throws to first to get Palma and end the inning. Well, Fayetteville is on the board quickly today. Kennedy Corona doubles, makes it down to third, and scores on the Joey Loperfido fielder's choice. And down east coming to bat for the first time when we return. Fayetteville up a run with right-hander starter Nick Swanson going to the mound. We have his numbers on the other side of this break on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Time to flock to the Segra Stadium, Parrotheads, for Margaritaville at the ballpark Saturday, June 4th. It's the perfect night to gear up for summer. The first 1,000 fans in the park will take home a Margaritaville replica jersey thanks to Rock 103. In the great words of Jimmy Buffett, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. First pitch at 5.05 p.m. against the Fredericksburg Nationals. It's Margaritaville night at the ballpark Saturday, June 4th at Segra Stadium. Tickets on sale now at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first... Down East coming to bat for the first time this afternoon. Fayetteville gets a run in the top of the first. Kennedy Corona doubles and scores on a Loperfido RBI fielder's choice. Now Alejandro Osuna, left-handed batter, swings at the first pitch, lifts it to left center. Cody Orr coming forward. Left fielder Rivas cuts in front of him and makes the catch. Well, that's a fly out to left. One pitch, one out for Fayetteville starter Nick Swanson. Swanson comes in today with an 0-2 record of 5.11 ERA. This is his ninth appearance of the year, fifth start. He has 25 total innings of work now with that flyout. He's given up 14 earned runs, 15 walks, 23 strikeouts. Likes to use the defense behind him to get outs. He's not a guy that's going to rack up huge strikeout totals. Cam Colley is into the right side. Swanson delivers and spins a slider low and away. It's two balls and no strikes. Marcus Smith will bat third, and Maximo Acosta is the cleanup man for manager Steve Mintz. 2-0 pitch is fouled back into the netting. 2-1. Tucker Mitchell bats fifth. He'll be over at first base. Ian Muller, the catcher, is sixth, and Jose Rodriguez, DH, at seventh. Yosi Galan bats eighth, and Yency Pena, the third baseman, rounds out the starting nine for the Wood Ducks. There is a changeup that falls into the zone, and it's two balls and two strikes on Cam Colley. We saw Swanson work out of the bullpen on Tuesday in the series opener, that extra inning ball game. Here's a liner on one hop past the diving attempt of Loperfido at second base. It gets into right field, and Cam Colley has a single. Loperfido did all he could to try and pull in that baseball. He was pinching towards the middle a little bit against a right-handed hitter. Took a couple steps to his left, laid out, but couldn't get it. And Marcus Smith, another left-handed hitter, steps in. They'll situate Leo Stanley Molina towards the middle of the diamond. Urias Ramirez playing third today. He was off of that line. Here's the pitch. And it's a high fastball for a 1-0 count. Also around the diamond for Fayetteville, mentioned Rivas out in left field, Cody Orr in center, and Tyler Whitaker patrols right. Yuris Ramirez at third. Across the diamond, Miguel Palma holding the runner on at first. Leo's Danny Molina is the shortstop, and Joey Loperfido plays second. Here's a breaking ball. Runner is on the move. Throw goes down. It's not in time. Cam Cauley had a good break, and he chose a good pitch to steal on. That low 70s bender from Nick Swanson gives runners a couple extra steps. And Cauley comes away with a stolen base. Down East, who was able to counter the run yesterday that Fayetteville put up in the first inning with a two-run home half of the first, trying to do it again this afternoon. They trail 1-0. Marcus Smith ready for the 1-1. Here's the pitch, and it is up and in. Buzzed him near the letters, and it's a two-ball, one-strike count. Marcus Smith is batting a meager 140 this year. Over 32 games, he has 15 hits over his first 107 at-bats. The 2-1 curveball, did he tip it? I believe he did. Plays ruled dead by home plate umpire Charles Welling. And working the bases today, the other half of the crew is Jalen Goodman. The umpires in the black hats, the black tops, and the gray pants. Meanwhile, Down East is in those crisp white home uniforms. Here's the 2-2 pitch from Swanson. And it's a curveball. He got underneath it, lifted out into shallow left. Molina racing out. Rivas coming in, and Molina, the shortstop, calls off his outfielder, makes the grab for the second out. So here's cleanup man, second baseman Maximo Acosta. Cam Cauley on second base after his single and stolen bag. Loperfido hanging out right on top of that second base bag, keeping the runner honest, and right as Swanson picks up that left leg, time is called to the plate by Acosta. Swanson went three innings on Tuesday against these Wood Ducks. He suffered the loss. He gave up the unearned run in extras on the Cam Cauley walk-off single. Here's the pitch home, and it's up and outside. That extra runner that Swanson inherited ended up coming home and scoring. He walked three in that game, gave up five hits, and struck out four. At the belt, Swanson throws his 2-0, and another pop-up, left side of the infield. Ramirez and Molina looking into the sunny sky. Ramirez can't find it, and it falls on the ground. He never saw the ball. Throw goes to first, where Acosta dives back in. Boy, and Leo's Danny Molina looked like he saw it, and he gave way to Yuris Ramirez, but Ramirez gave the universal sign of I don't know where it is. He put his hands out to his side last minute. He has sunglasses on today, but that didn't help. And he was not particularly close to where that ball landed. It probably fell 10 feet to the left of him. Ramirez still looking up into the sky, wondering how he lost that one, and now it's Tucker Mitchell with the game tied 1-1. Runner is on the move, and a pop fly is hit to the right side out of play. And if you're Yuris Ramirez in that instance, I think you just got to let your shortstop know a little bit earlier that you don't know where that baseball is. He came in casually on it, looked confident until last moment he put his hands out to his side and didn't know where it was. 0-1 is a breaking ball that is swung on and missed, and that's going to end up being a earned run against Nick Swanson. It goes as a single for Maximo Acosta just because it didn't hit a fielder, and again, there wasn't anybody really close to it. Yuris Ramirez was about 10 feet away from where that ball landed on the infield grass. And Swanson's ERA will suffer as a result. Runner is on the move, and this pitch is hit out to center field. Cody Orr changing direction, reaching over his head, and making the catch. He started to his left, had to change trail and move to his right. He might have lost it in the sun for a moment, but he makes a sliding over-the-shoulder grab to end the inning and save a run. So Fayetteville's defense getting a little twisted around due to the sunlight on this Sunday afternoon, and we have a tie game as a result. 1-1 the score as we go to the second on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
The history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport. And just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867. One game after one today at Granger Stadium. Fayetteville bringing home a run on a double and an RBI fielder's choice from Lo Perfido. A misplayed pop fly on the infield ends up being a single for Maximo Acosta and brings home a run in the process for Down East. So 1-1 in the top of the second. Tyler Whitaker leading off against Winston Santos and popping the first pitch into the foul side of first. Racing forward is Tucker Mitchell, and he's able to battle the sun. Gets all the way to the front of the railing of the Woodpeckers dugout and makes the grab for out number one. Whitaker, who does have a three-run home run in this series, a big one that he hit on Friday night, is 0-for-1 today. And Rainier Rivas, the left-handed batter, takes a fastball strike on the low outside corner. So 0-1 to begin Rivas, who was hitless in his debut last night, finished 0-for-3, cuts through a fastball, and it's 0-2. Did reach once on a walk, however. Still looking for his first low A hit in his career. The 0-2 outside, a little bit low as well. One ball and two strikes. The next pitch, and he strikes out swinging. Changeup got him. Two up, two down for Winston Santos, and now that'll bring up Cody Orr. Winston Santos, the guy who just recently turned 20 years old back in April. He's originally from the Dominican Republic, and he's pitching full-season pro ball in the States for the first time in his professional career. Cody Orr from that right side calls for time before the first pitch comes in. Last year, he split time between the Dominican Summer League. Pitch clock violation has been called, and is it on the pitcher or batter? It has been called on the pitcher, Winston Santos, 1-0 pitch. And there's a fastball strike to even things 1-1. He was with the Dominican Summer League Rangers and then came to the States for the back end of the summer, pitching in Arizona with their complex team. Pitched the majority of his games, though, in Arizona. 2-2 record, 3.10 ERA. Orr swings at a low and away slider. Now the 1-2 offering. And down he goes, reaching out in front of the changeup. And Cody Orr strikes out to end a 1-2-3 inning for Winston Santos. He strikes out a couple of Woodpeckers. And we head to the bottom of the second inning in a 1-1 tie on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
The force is strong within Sager Stadium on Friday, June 3rd, as Star Wars Night makes its return to downtown Fayetteville. Don't miss the Woodpeckers gear up in Stormtrooper jerseys, which you can bid on throughout the game. Proceeds benefit Almshouse. The battle will then take to the sky as we light up the night with the Star Wars post-game fireworks show presented by Q98. Calling all Jedis for Star Wars Night, Friday, June 3rd at Sager Stadium. First pitch at 7.05 p.m. Tickets on sale now at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store?
Nick Swanson back on the mound for the bottom of the second inning. We're tied 1-1 after both sides trade runs in the first. Fayetteville went down in order against Winston-Santos in the top half of the second. Ian Muller leads off. Catcher for these Wood Ducks today. Takes a slider down and away, and it's 1-1. Jose Rodriguez will follow, and then Yosi Gallant. It's the 6-7-8 for Swanson. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Down low below the zone. 2-1. A high pop fly on the infield was lost in the sun in the bottom of the first. It fell to the turf, and Cam Colley was motoring around the entire time. He scored, and that's how this game was tied. It ended up being an earned run against Swanson because nobody touched the ball. A miscommunicated single. Otherwise, Swanson would have zeros on the run column right now. 2-2, down and outside. Not a bad pitch. Good take by Muller. Full count. The offering is low and away, 4-4, and Nick Swanson walks the leadoff man in the bottom of the second inning. That'll bring up Jose Rodriguez.
Now batting designated hitter number 5, Jose Rodriguez.
First pitch to him is down and outside, missed, and it's 1-0. Rodriguez comes in batting 208. He's playing in his 34th game of the season. He has 25 hits, majority of them singles, 4 doubles, 2 home runs, and 14 driven in. Swanson at the belt, has a curveball slip out of his fingers, missed outside, and it's 2-0. 16 walks to 38 strikeouts and an on-base percentage just above 300 at 309 for Rodriguez. 2-0, and he grounds it over to first, but foul just to the right of the line where Miguel Palma was playing it close. Thought for a moment that pregame Miguel Palma might have to be called into catching duty. Freddy Guillamo might have got hit on the helmet or something with a baseball pregame and had to go through a little concussion protocol test, but was deemed okay to stay in the game. And fortunately, Fayetteville didn't have to make any last-second lineup changes today. 2-1 comes home, and it's called a strike. Good two-seam fastball with a little bit of run to the outside for Swanson. It's a good pitch against a left-handed hitter. Short lead off of first for Ian Muller. Now he'll take that secondary, and Swanson focusing in, throws his 2-2, misses up and away. Went right back to a fastball, but misplaced it. Second straight full count to a down east hitter in this second inning, trying to avoid consecutive walks. Go ahead, run on for the Wood Ducks. Swanson peering over that shoulder, bringing home a changeup, and Rodriguez just got a piece of it. He foul tips it, and it fell in front of Guillamo. So the at-bat will continue for Jose Rodriguez. Burly right-handed hitter Yosi Gallant standing on deck. Perfido shaded over towards the first baseline. Swanson's going to throw that way and sends Muller diving back into the bag. Muller's attempted 2 steals this year, and he's been successful both times. But not a major threat to run as the payoff pitch comes home and a curveball falls off the table and is called strike 3. Great pitch by Nick Swanson as that one floats its way home and clipped the low outside corner for out number 1. And the first strikeout for Swanson this afternoon. And here comes Yosi Gallant, right-handed hitter stepping in, and Joey Loperfido will change his location. He goes from the right side of the diamond all the way towards the middle. And there's a breaking ball in for Swanson, and a swing and a miss from Gallant, 0-1 count. Yossi Gallon is batting 250 over 31 games. 0-1 offering. Down to the dirt, and Guillamo keeps it in front of him, keeps the runner down at first. Gallon with a team-leading 6 home runs. That's tied for third most in the Carolina League after Kennedy Corona hit his 7th yesterday. 18 driven in, 15 walks, and 42 strikeouts. Gallon pops this one up behind home, and it'll fall on the roof. Swanson gets ahead 1-2. Left side of the infield playing straight up, but a big hole on the right side if Gallon goes the other way. 1-2 pitch, and he chops it over towards third. Played on a backhand by Ramirez. He'll go to second for one. Loperfido, the turn to first. It's not in time. Gallon legs it out and beats the double play, but the Woodpeckers able to force out the leading runner. Send Ian Muller back to the dugout. He's out at second, and it'll be a fielder's choice for Gallon. So two away, man on first, and the final hitter to face Swanson, Yency Pena. 9 bat steps in, right-handed batter, pinwheels that black bat and gets ready. First one his way is a slider down and outside. Good backhand by Guillamo. Not much wind to speak of today. It's pretty warm, mid-80s, going to get up to the 90s today in Kinston. And those flags aren't moving much above the center field batter's eye. Runner on the move. Pena pops the pitch up, but it'll get out of play and land on the roof. 1-1 count on Pena. The final game of 12 straight on the road for Fayetteville. And fortunately, they didn't have a rainout the last 2 weeks. Forecast was sketchy a couple times in Kannapolis and even out here in Kinston, but every time the weather cooperated and Fayetteville avoided any doubleheaders. Unlike many others in the Carolina League, a couple teams had to play doubleheaders yesterday after some weather on Friday, but we dodged the rain clouds for the last 12 games. Hoping that trend can continue when they go to Fayetteville next week. 2-1 pitch. Slider outside, and Pena spits on that one. It's now 3-1. Swanson the set. Target set low and in. Runner on the move. Fastball high. That's ball 4. Gallon goes diving into second base, but he's able to slow his run. Pena draws a walk. It's the second of the inning given up by Swanson. And here's the left-handed hitter, Alejandro Osuna. One-one tied game in the bottom of the second. Swanson throwing to Osuna and spiking a breaking ball over Guillamo. It gets to the backstop, and both runners will advance on the wild pitch. Gallon goes to third. Pena trails him to second. And there's two in scoring position. Alejandro Osuna fly out to left, starting the bottom of the first inning. He's a dangerous hitter, though. Good ball player. He came up with a big swing in 2021 when he was a member of the Wood Ducks against Fayetteville. It was a walk-off home run in a 7-inning game, a doubleheader game here in Kinston. Swing and a miss. There was a couple of walk-offs over that doubleheader last year, a couple of walk-offs for Down East in this series. Wood Ducks have walked Fayetteville off 4 times in this ballpark over the last calendar year, and Osuna was one of those guys that contributed. Fastball misses up high, and it's 2-1. Pitch. Up and outside. If Swanson walks Osuna here, he'll have to face Cam Cawley with the bases loaded. Cam Cawley hit with the bases loaded against Swanson on Tuesday and came up with that game-winning RBI single. 3-1 pitch. High for ball 4, and Swanson has issued 3 walks in this second inning.
And that's another Woody's walk-off line at
So that'll load the bases and bring John Kowalik out to the mound. Fayetteville pitching coach is going to make an early trip out there today and try and talk things over for Swanson, see how he's feeling, and try and get him focused in on throwing some strikes against Cam Colley. Bases loaded and the 1-1 tie game in a little bit of jeopardy, but just one out to get, and Swanson can avoid any damage. Elsewhere around the Carolinas today, you have everybody playing. Some games won't get started until around the 5 o'clock hour. You have Delmarva and Charleston finishing up at the Joe, 5:05. 6:05 start between Myrtle Beach and Augusta. Winston-Salem and Fredericksburg are in warm-ups today, and the Kannapolis Cannonballers, who ended their 9-game losing skid yesterday with a win over the Mudcats, lead 2-1 against Carolina in the bottom of the second inning. That game being played out in Zebulon. Moments ago, Jesus Chirinos for the Mudcats connected for a RBI groundout to make that a 2-1 game. First pitch coming in is a changeup a little bit low, but it was called a strike, and Guillamo tried to frame it. The ball popped out of his mitt. You're usually not going to get a call like that, but Swanson did, and it's 0-1. Cam Colley looked back to Charles Welling a little bit befuddled on that pitch. Here's the 0-1 now. Down below the zone, another changeup, and Guillamo keeps it in front of him. One ball and one strike. Runners take their leads. Bases loaded. The pitch comes in, and a slider bends to the outside and gets Colley to chase it. Good pitch. Now 1-2. You have Gallon on third. He reached via fielder's choice, and then back-to-back walks, Pena and Osuna loading up the bases. Swanson trying to put up a zero in the bottom of the second. Here's his 1-2 pitch, and Colley pops it straight back and out of play. Decent little Sunday crowd here in Kinston today. Most people trying to hang out under the overhangs or the umbrellas, get some shade. Warm ball game. Could mean a lot of offense today. 1-2 pitch again from Swanson, and it is hit out to right. That'll angle Whitaker back. Couple steps. Now he squares his shoulders. He's circling underneath, and he makes the catch right in front of the warning track to end the inning. So Swanson gives up a few base runners. He walks three in that inning, but does not allow a run and keeps it at a 1-1 game as we head to the top of the third next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
July, where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
It's time to flock to the Segra Stadium, Parrotheads, for Margaritaville at the ballpark Saturday, June 4th. It's the perfect night to gear up for summer. The first 1,000 fans in the park will take home a Margaritaville replica jersey thanks to Rock 103. In the great words of Jimmy Buffett, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. First pitch at 5:05 p.m. against the Fredericksburg Nationals. It's Margaritaville night at the ballpark Saturday, June 4th at Segra Stadium. Tickets on sale now at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Yuris Ramirez gets it started for Fayetteville in the top of the third inning, facing righty Winston Santos. Santos went 1-2-3 in the top of the second inning. Couple of strikeouts to Rivas and Cody Orr. He starts Ramirez with strike one. Now Yuris rips one down the left field line, but it is foul. Got a little anxious swinging it. What looked like a changeup near the top of the zone. That was in a hittable location, and Ramirez would like that one back. Just needed to straighten it out a little bit more. Nod of the head, and right as the motion begins, time called to the plate by Ramirez. Second baseman Acosta shading towards the middle. 0-2, misses below the zone. Tried to spin what looked like a slider in there, and it's 1-2 on Ramirez. Freddy Guillamo will follow, bottom of the order, his first at bat today, and then Kennedy Corona. Here's the 1-2 pitch. And a foul tip, and Mueller holds on to it behind the plate. Ramirez strikes out. That's three straight strikeouts now for Santos going back to the second inning. And Freddy Guillamo will hit. Guillamo comes in with a 153 average. Swings through a first pitch breaking ball at 84 miles an hour, and it's 0-1. Santos working quick, comes right back into the zone, and Guillamo takes strike two. Four doubles, three home runs for Guillamo. He has 9 RBIs, just 8 walks to 40 strikeouts, though. So we'd like to try and get on base a little bit more. 0-2 pitch, and he nubs this one along the third base chalk line. It's rolling foul, and the catcher, Mueller, will run halfway up that line, jump on top of it. And Guillamo will have to head back to the plate. Guillamo with an on-base percentage below 300, lower than you'd like it, 234. He had a great week, though, in Kannapolis. We saw what can be with Freddy Guillamo last week, connecting for 4 doubles. He also has those 3 home runs this year. He has a good amount of pop, but still looking to be a little bit more consistent with it. Back in the box, he's ready for another 0-2. Here's the pitch, and it's up and in. Sends him leaning out of the way. Counted 1-2. Santos has retired 7 straight and now make it 8. Freddy Guillamo swings over a changeup, and he's the 4th straight strikeout victim put together by Winston Santos. 2 gone, bases empty. And now the top of the order with Kennedy Corona, Fayetteville and Down East tied 1-1. Corona attacked the very first pitch of the ball game and punched a double down the right field line. First pitch this time is taken low and outside for ball one. What a week it has been for Kennedy Corona. He's played in all 6 games here in Kinston and now has 9 hits in this series as he checks the swing and it hits him on the knuckles, goes foul. 1-1. Got the handle of the bat right above his fingers. That'll sting the hands a little bit as the 1-1 comes home. And he taps it right in front of the plate, a swinging bunt. Mueller, the catcher, jumps on top of it. He collects and throws up the first baseline, and that ends the inning. So Kennedy Corona finishes a 1-2-3 inning for Winston Santos, who is cruising right along and taking us to the bottom of the third inning. Tied up at 1-1 when we return to Granger Stadium. Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
The force is strong within Sager Stadium on Friday, June 3rd, as Star Wars Night makes its return to downtown Fayetteville. Don't miss the Woodpeckers gear up in Stormtrooper jerseys, which you can bid on throughout the game. Proceeds benefit Almshouse. The battle will then take to the sky as we light up the night with the Star Wars post-game fireworks show presented by Q98. Calling all Jedis for Star Wars Night, Friday, June 3rd at Sager Stadium. First pitch at 7.05 p.m. Tickets on sale now at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Part of the order
We are tied up at one going to the bottom of the third inning. And Marcus Smith, left-hand hitter, will lead it off. Nick Swanson going to navigate through the heart of the Downeast order for the second time today. And he starts with an inner half fastball, a little bit low, though, to Marcus Smith, and it's 1-0. Smith, Acosta, and Mitchell, 3-4-5 to face Swanson. He winds, throws his 1-0 pitch, and Smith lasers a liner to right, but that'll get foul, just barely. Maybe about a less than a foot to the right of that paint line. And Swanson gives up some hard contact, but it's strike one to Marcus Smith. He popped out to Leo Stanley Molina in shallow left back in the first inning. Steps in 0-for-1. The offering is down and in. Two balls and a strike. Next pitch. Curveball misses outside. A lot of arc on that breaker for Swanson. You can tell with the curve compared to the slider. A little bit more bite on the slider. A little bit more loftiness, so to say, on the curveball. He gets more air under that pitch, and he brings home a fastball and foul tips it into Guillermo's mitt. Slider hangs out about 80 miles an hour as well, and then that curveball can get as low as 73, 72. He goes to it, and the breaking ball misses outside. That's a walk to Marcus Smith and the fourth walk given up by Swanson today. He allowed three walks in the second inning, but recalibrated after loading the bases and talking with John Kovalik. Pitching coach went out there to have a chat, and Swanson focused in, got Cam Cauley to fly out and end any down east rally. Keep the game tied 1-1. Palma holding Smith on. Maximo Acosta into the right side, and first pitch is down and inside for ball one. Most walks allowed in a game this year for Swanson is 4. He's tied a season high with the 4 free passes today. This pitch has popped up. First base side foul territory. Palma gives it a look, but it'll land on the concourse. 1-1 on Acosta. This is the first time he's walked four hitters since his debut, in fact. That was on April 13th out in Fayetteville against the Salem Red Sox. A reluctant swing on a slider down and outside. Acosta goes well too far, and it's 1-2. That was in a game, though, where he went 5 innings before walking four. Today he's given up those 4 free passes and just 2+. Good chance we'll see Rhett Koba piggyback Swanson today, but they'd like to get him a little bit farther along in this game. 1-2 outside, and Guillermo looks the runner back to first. Some clouds covering the sunlight, offering a little bit of relief from that blaring sun. And here's another pop fly that will get to the first base concourse. It's 2-2, still on Acosta. You throw your best pitches while you get a little bit of shade out there on the diamond. Take advantage of it while you can. 2-2 pitch is tapped right back to the mound. Swanson fields. He wants to go to second. No, he'll now go to first. He had time to spin and throw to second base. I wonder if he was maybe a little uncomfortable making that throw. He gets the sure out over at first. Maximo Acosta out on the 1-3 now. Tucker Mitchell swinging through the first pitch, and it's 0-1 on the Downeast first baseman. He flied out to Cody Orr in center field back in the first. The 0-1 with the runner on the move to third. Misses outside. Throw down from Guillermo pulls Ramirez off of the bag. And Marcus Smith makes it into third base with a stolen bag. Down East now has over 80 stolen bases this year, and they're 2-for-2 against Freddie Guillermo. And a big rip from Mitchell at an outside corner fastball, and he missed it, 1-2. Ian Muller, catcher, is next. He's standing on deck. Here's the 1-2 pitch. A check swing, one in the dirt. He went too far. Guillamo scoops it, looks the runner back to third base, and fires up the first baseline to complete the strikeout. Well commanded back there by Guillamo, keeping it in front of him, making sure that runner Marcus Smith didn't have any ideas down at third, and completing the strikeout for Swanson, his second of the game. And now Ian Moeller. It's another inning where Nick Swanson is working around some threatening base runners, but he's trying to put up another zero. He had three on, bases loaded in the second. Got a Cam Cauley flyout. Now he's trying to leave a man on third for the second straight inning. Fastball up and in. Brings it to 2-0. Moeller did draw one of those four Swanson walks, the first of the game, back in the second inning. Here's the 2-0 delivery. And he fouls it straight back into the padding behind home. Two balls and one strike. Still just two hits for Down East, though. Both singles from Cauley and Acosta in the first inning. 2-1 is popped up, but that'll get out of play down the right field line. So Swanson now a strike away. He has Moeller in a 2-2 count. With two away, man on third. Little bit of wind starting to come in as well. Blowing in from straight away center field. 2-2. And he paints a breaking ball in the outside corner. A strut off of the mound for Swanson. And he has worked around another tough base runner. Leaves a man down on third. He is stranded five over the first three innings. And we remain tied 1-1. As we head to the top of the fourth. H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Ian Moeller is taking over for the Wood Ducks in the top of the fourth inning. Winston Santos, the starter, gives up the one run over three innings. And Leo's Danny Molina drives the very first pitch from Moeller deep out into right center field. That sends Osuna sprinting back on an angle in the center fielder, getting to the warning track, able to pull it in. He makes a great play, covering a ton of ground out there. And Leo's Danny Molina, with one of his better swings this week, comes up without a hit.
Now batting second baseman number 36, Joey Loverfield.
Now it's Joey Loperfido. So one pitch, one out for Ian Moeller out of the bullpen. Loperfido swats at the first one and fouls it right over to Jose Puentes, the hitting coach, on the top step of the Fayetteville dugout. 0-1 on Lope. And here's the pitch. Swings and grounds it foul past Joe Thon in the first base coach's box. He's letting Vincent Blue work over at third today. They have third baseman Pena over towards short, and Cauley, the shortstop, shaded up the middle of the diamond. A nod of the head and the 0-2 wind and pitch. Loperfido takes outside. 95-mile-per-hour fastball for Ian Muller, so he's bringing it in a little bit harder than Winston Santos did. After quicken up the hands, as the 1-2 comes home, and Loperfido swings and misses at a fastball below the zone. Two up, two down, and Ian Muller continuing the consecutive stretch of outs that was put together by Winston Santos before his day comes to a close. Fayetteville hasn't put a base runner on since Joey Loperfido reached on a fielder's choice in the first inning. That was just three batters into the game. Palma chops one foul, shallow along third. And it's 0-1. Nine straight hitters have been retired since the fielder's choice. The 0-1 and a swing and miss from Palma. Want to go beyond the fielder's choice. That was a productive fielder's choice. It did bring home a run, but Fayetteville's only hit a leadoff double from Kennedy Corona on the very first pitch of the game. Nothing since. 0-2 home. And Palma lifts it out to left, shallow along the line. Three fielders going together on it. And Gallon, the left fielder, loses the hat, makes the catch. And the inning is over. So Gallon taking charge while his infield was going out. And Ian Muller goes 1-2-3 out of the bullpen in the top of the fourth. We head to the home half, tied up at 1-1.
July, where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
It's time to flock to the Segra Stadium, Parrotheads, for Margaritaville at the ballpark Saturday, June 4th. It's the perfect night to gear up for summer. The first 1,000 fans in the park will take home a Margaritaville replica jersey thanks to Rock 103. In the great words of Jimmy Buffett, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, first pitch at 5.05 p.m. against the Fredericksburg Nationals. It's Margaritaville night at the ballpark, Saturday, June 4th at Segra Stadium. Tickets on sale now at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
So just like the Down East starter, Nick Swanson will depart today's game after three innings of work. He gives way to right-hander Ian Fogo, pitching the bottom of the fourth. Fogo, no record, 4.50 ERA, and making his fourth appearance for Fayetteville. Four innings of work this year for Fogo. He's given up just two earned runs, but 10 walks, 11 strikeouts. So a ton of strikeouts for Fogo. He's almost recorded every single one of his outs this year with the strikeout, but he is about even 1-1 with the walks as well. He blows a fastball by Jose Rodriguez swinging, lefty batter, and misses up and inside with the next one. That's 95 coming in from Ian. And it's 1-1. Jose Rodriguez, Yosi Gallon, and Yancy Pena. 7-8-9 to face Fogo, the 1-1. And he loops a breaking ball into the zone. Good pitch, and it is 1-2. Off the line at third is Yuris Ramirez playing to the pull side of Rodriguez. And the 1-2 offering is a curve diving in towards his knees. Missed a little bit low and inside, and count is 2-2 on Jose Rodriguez. One run, one hit for Fayetteville. Kennedy Corona double, one run on two hits for Down East. Fogo sets and throws his 2-2. It is popped straight back out of play. Last time out for Ian Fogo was on the 22nd And that was in the series conclusion last Sunday in Kannapolis. We have not seen him yet here in Down East. And he comes home and blazes a fastball right by the swing of Jose Rodriguez. He flashes a 97. And Ian Fogo muscling up here right out of the bullpen. He looks like a guy who's been waiting to throw for about a week. You know he's well rested, and the velocity is showing it today. Rodriguez strikes out. Now here's Yosi Gallan fouling the first pitch back, and Fogo brings 95 into the zone against Gallan. Yancy Pena is on deck. Here's the pitch from Fogo, and a breaking ball missed just a little bit high. 1-0 count. Infield shifting a little bit to the pull side of the righty now with Loperfido up the middle. The 1-1, high and tight. Fastball sends Gallan stepping off of the plate. And it's two balls and a strike. We've been tied since the first. All zeros for both offenses since. The 2-1, up and in again. And that fastball got squirrely from Ian Fogo. And it's kind of been the tendency with him over his first four outings is sometimes you'll get 95 right down the middle that nobody can touch, and then other times a couple will get away from him. See if he can focus in, avoid his first walk. 3-1 comes home, a check swing, look close, but borderline 50-50 pitch goes Gallan's way. That's ball four. 96-mile-per-hour fastball just missed outside, and Gallan reaches. On the fifth walk by Fayetteville, pitching already today. Swanson tied a season high with four walks over three innings. His final looks like three innings, two hits, the one earned run on the pop fly, the misplayed pop fly in the first. Four walks and two strikeouts today for Swanson. Yancy Pena rips through the first one, and it's a 0-1 count. Pena drew a walk against Swanson in the second inning and was left stranded on base. That was a chance Down East had to kind of break things open early, but they left the bases loaded. Didn't score a run. Nick Swanson also left a man down on third base in the third inning and managed to strand five Down East base runners over his three innings of work. They picked over to first to check up on Gallan. Now he's on the move. 0-1 comes home. It's an up-and-in fastball. Here's the throw down, and it's not in time. Loperfido drops the tag, but Yosi Gallan is in there with a head-first dive. Close play. But Down East is now 3-for-3 in stolen bases against Freddy Guillamo. Yancy Pena ready for the 1-1, checks, and he went too far. 95-mile-per-hour fastball tested him, 1-2. So far this week, we were wondering which team would win the stolen base wars, and it's pretty clearly been Down East, especially the last few nights. 1-2 is a breaking ball that catches the outside corner, and Ian Fogo has his second strikeout of the fourth inning.
It's the top of the order, center field.
And again today, Ian Fogo is getting the outs with the strikeout. He's now recorded 14 outs at the low A level since his bump up from the complex a couple of weeks ago. And 13 of the 14 outs he's recorded have been with strikeouts. I don't know if I've seen a stretch like that from a guy coming into full season ball for the first time. Alejandro Osuna, lefty is in, and he takes strike one. Here's the next offering. And a fastball is fouled off the mitt of Guillamo. In the last couple days, it seemed like the breaking ball, the off-speed, was just completely out of the repertoire for Fogo. It was just all velocity he was bringing in. Still a lot of it today. He's probably throwing 85% fastballs, but he's mixing in the breaking ball strategically. Let's see if he goes to it 0-2. Here it comes. He does, and it misses up and outside. One ball, two strike count on Osuna. Man on second base, Yosi Gallan, and a 1-1 tie in the fourth. Here's the pitch. And it is lifted along the left field line, slicing foul into that bullpen area. So Osuna makes good contact, but he'll remain in a 1-2 count. Fayetteville come the top of the fifth inning. We'll have Tyler Whitaker, Rainier Rivas, and Cody Orr. They're 5, 6, and 7 hitters due to likely face Ian Muller for a second inning. Another 1-2 pitch. And Fogo trying to go back to the off speed, missed upstairs with it. 2-2. Osuna with that close and slightly open stance. The 2-2 pitch strikes him out swinging. 96, top of the zone from Ian Fogo. And more of the same from Ian here in the fourth. He strikes out 3, issues 1 walk, and strands another man in scoring position for Down East. That's 4 runners left in scoring position for the Wood Ducks over the last 3 innings. And we remain tied 1-1 going to the top of the fifth next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Strong within Sager Stadium on Friday, June 3rd, as Star Wars Night makes its return to downtown Fayetteville. Don't miss the Woodpeckers gear up in Stormtrooper jerseys, which you can bid on throughout the game. Proceeds benefit Almshouse. The battle will then take to the sky as we light up the night with the Star Wars post-game fireworks show presented by Q98. Calling all Jedis for Star Wars Night, Friday, June 3rd at Sager Stadium. First pitch at 7.05 p.m. Tickets on sale now at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H Home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value. Ian Fogo puts up 0 in the bottom of the fourth inning, keeping our game tied. Low scoring, 1-1. Both sides getting their runs in the first inning, and nothing since. Tyler Whitaker trying to break the deadlock, beginning the top of the fifth inning against right-hander Ian Muller. Muller came on in the fourth, struck out 1, got a pair of flyouts, all a part of a 1-2-3 inning. Here's a number foul over towards the third base side, and it's 1-1 on Witt. Whitaker fouled out to the first baseman, Tucker Mitchell, back in the second inning, and he's 0-1. Here's the wind, the throw from Muller, and his 1-1 is a changeup, cut on and missed by Whitaker for a 1-2 count. Whitaker this week in the series is now a 2-for-20. One of his hits, a 3-run home run on Friday night, and he swings and misses. Down he goes on strike 3. It was a changeup followed up with what looked like a slider from Ian Muller. And Whitaker is retired for the first out of the fifth. That is now 11 straight retired by Downey's pitching going back to the first inning. Fayetteville having a tough time solving the starter, Winston Santos, and now Ian Muller out of the bullpen. It's lefty Rainier Rivas taking strike 1. Here's the 0-1. And he foul tips it off of Muller. And to the backstop it goes for an 0-2 count. Rivas 0 for his first 4 in a Woodpeckers uniform. Struck out swinging against Winston Santos in the second inning. 0-2 pitch. A pitch slipped away. I don't know what Muller was trying to throw there. Whatever it was, the grip got loose on him and missed very far outside. Nods the head, works very fast, and his 1-2 home is rolled out towards the middle of the diamond. Moving to his left is Cam Cauley. He collects and throws over the first accurately in time to Mitchell to get Rivas for out number 2. Rivas put that one the opposite way, left of the second base bag, and the infield was shifting heavy as heavy as you can shift with the new rules in low A against Rivas. And now they'll realign, play just about straight up against Cody Orr, second baseman Acosta a little bit towards the middle. And Cody Orr swings at a first pitch down and outside. 0-1, here it comes, and shoots this one foul off the facing of the down east dugout. And Mueller's done a good job of getting ahead of hitters. I don't know if he's fallen behind in a count yet since coming out of the bullpen. He has Orr 0-2, and here he comes down the mound. He strikes him out looking. Fastball that looked a little bit low. Orr didn't like it, but he's sent packing on the third strikeout for Ian Mueller, and he's retired six straight out of the down east bullpen. Well, we're halfway through it this afternoon. Deadlocked 1-1, just three hits combined between the two sides. See if the offense heats up as the afternoon weather does when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on field throughout 2022. Again, that's fayettevillewoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
It's time to close the night.
Bottom of the fifth inning, and Fayetteville going to their third arm of the game. It is Christian Mejias after Ian Fogo throws a scoreless fourth inning. Mejias takes over, and he misses up and in to Cam Cauley, down east right-handed hitter and shortstop. He's ahead 2 balls and no strikes. Mejias pitching for the second time in this series, comes in with a 1-0 record and a 1.98 ERA. Misses up and in, and it's 3-0. He's overcooked a couple of fastballs coming out of the bullpen. Might be a little amped up out of the gate as the 3-0 is offered up and taken knee level for a called strike, and it's 3-1. Cam Cauley is singled and also flat out to right field. Mejias, over 13 and two-thirds innings this year, has given up 3 earned runs. 9 walks and 13 strikeouts make it 10 walks this year as he misses up and in. And Cam Cauley is aboard with a leadoff pass. We're tied 1-1. And now Marcus Smith will try and do something with a down east base runner. The Wood Ducks have had their chances over the last 3 innings. They had a man on second in the fourth, a man on third in the third. The bases were loaded up in the second inning, but they've left him on every single time. Here's the pitch. A bunt shown by Smith, but he pulls back, and the pitch misses up high. 1 ball and no strikes. Leo Stanley Molina shaded towards the middle. Chance to turn two with something on the ground. Pitch comes home, and a changeup misses below the zone. And it's two balls and no strikes. Ramirez playing in towards the grass at third. 2-0 offering. Runner is on the move. A swing and a miss. Guillamo's throw down is high, and it pops in and out of Molina's mitt. It gets into center field, and Cam Cauley is heading down to third base. Boy, that's a ball that Molina has to catch. It hit him right on the palm of the glove, got through him, and trickled out into shallow center, giving Cauley enough time to pop to his feet and head to third. We'll see who they assess the error on. That'll be the first error today by Fayetteville. You almost want to give that one to Molina. That's a catchable ball for him. Now the infield will play in. 2-1 coming home, and it misses outside to Smith. Three balls and a strike. And now the 2-1 offering. In on the hand, softly hit, past the mound. Molina charges, he fields, he comes to the plate, and Cauley is tagged out, sliding in. They get the man at the plate and save the go-ahead run. Quick-witted instincts by Leo Stanley Molina. Moments after he dropped that ball at second, he comes charging in, a jammed liner past the mound. Mejias couldn't make the play, but Molina played it on one hop and quickly came home to Guillamo, who dropped the tag. And Cam Cauley is wiped out. It'll be a fielder's choice for Marcus Smith. He's aboard first with one out. But right now they've ended the threat. Smith is on the move. Down he goes to second. He slides in safe underneath the throw of Guillamo. Another stolen base for the Wood Ducks. They are running rampant today. They are 5-for-5 in stolen base attempts against Freddy Guillamo. Maximo Acosta, right-handed hitter in a 1-0 count. And shocking, the Down East only has one run today with all the stolen bases. Every time a man has been walked or he's gotten on, trying to get into scoring position. Here he goes to third. Guillamo throws, and it's not in time. Throw was a little high and off of the bag, and Marcus Smith has turned to fielder's choice into what feels like a triple now with his legs. He steals second and instantly steals third. Marcus Smith also stole third base in the third inning. He's now 3-for-3 in stolen base attempts today. 1-1 on a line out to center, and this is going to give Down East the lead. Smith scores from third, and Maximo Acosta delivers the go-ahead single. He breaks up the deadlock. Down East has a run in the bottom of the fifth inning. Well, that just shows what aggressive base running will do for you. And after the walk, the fielder's choice, the stolen bases, and the single, John Kovalik is going out to the mound to have a conversation with Christian Mejias. It gives us a sec to clean up a little bit of a scoring blunder on my part here on the broadcast, but we'd been telling you the last couple innings that Ian Moeller was out on the mound for Down East. That is not the case. Winston Santos has been in the game for the fourth and fifth inning, retiring six straight. The Down East starter is through five innings of work today. Got my Ians crossed up. Ian Fogo, Ian Moeller. And taking a peek at the game cast, accidentally thought that Moeller was on the mound. He is not. He is the Down East catcher. So apologies on my part if you're scoring along with us. But Winston Santos has gone five today for Down East. And Tucker Mitchell is now the batter. And guess what? Down East is off and running. Maximo Acosta sprinting on the first pitch. They've really gotten more aggressive here in the fifth inning. You got to wonder if maybe Christian Mejias needs to vary his speeds a little bit. With the pitch clock, it doesn't give pitchers a ton of ability to mix timing, but he comes set with about 10 seconds on the pitch clock. Here comes the 0-1, and it's a framed fastball on the inside corner, strike two to Tucker Mitchell. It's got to be tough, though, as a pitcher when you're trying to focus in, throw strikes, and you know almost every time a runner is going to be on the move. Maximo Acosta, short lead off of first, but he's breaking for second. Here comes the pitch, and it's popped out of play. Also has to be a little frustrating as a catcher, Freddie Guillamo, where you're gunning down to the bases every pitch, and they keep stealing successfully against you. Down East is 6-for-6, and they're trying to keep their perfect stretch going. Acosta's tried to break for second twice in this at-bat. Will he do it again? The 0-2. He holds his run, and it's fouled into the screen. And looking down at that Down East bullpen, there wasn't any activity earlier in this inning, but now a right-hander is out there stretching a little bit, working on some mechanical stuff. Not sure if they're going to move off of Santos come the sixth. Another 0-2 pitch, and this one is drilled deep left field, and Rivas will not even move. It is a no-doubt two-run home run to left field, and Down East now leads 4-1 on a blast by Tucker Mitchell. Mejias hung a slider, and it got hammered by Tucker Mitchell. It is his second home run of the year to give him his 12th and 13th RBIs. And after the meeting on the mound, Mejias is still struggling through this fifth inning. It's now Ian Muller, the Down East catcher, who is in fact not pitching today. We would have led you to believe he was, but he is not. Here's a fly ball hit to center, routine for Cody Orr. He strolls forward and makes the grab at his shoulders, and that helps slow the waterfall of runs right now.
Now that is your designated hitter, number 5, Jose Rodriguez.
A 3-run bottom of the fifth for Down East. We were wondering when one of those offenses would wake up on a warm Sunday, and it's now for Down East. Here's Jose Rodriguez taking low on the 0-1. One ball and one strike count. Next pitch, up and in. Christian Mejias looked a lot better on Tuesday in the series opener. It was a career night for him, his first career quality start. And this ball rolled out to Loperfido at second base. Routine pickup and toss to first that ends the inning. But Maximo Acosta puts the Wood Ducks in front with an RBI single. Tucker Mitchell right behind him hits a 2-run home run. And the Wood Ducks have their largest lead of this game, their first lead of this game. 3-run advantage, 4-1 as we go to the sixth. Next from Granger Stadium on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
The Force is strong within Sager Stadium on Friday, June 3rd, as Star Wars Night makes its return to downtown Fayetteville. Don't miss the Woodpeckers gear up in Stormtrooper jerseys, which you can bid on throughout the game. Proceeds benefit Almshouse. The battle will then take to the sky as we light up the night with the Star Wars post-game fireworks show presented by Q98. Calling all Jedis for Star Wars Night, Friday, June 3rd at Sager Stadium. First pitch at 7.05 p.m. Tickets on sale now at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
The Bird's Nest Team Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Sager Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Yuris Ramirez takes a strike beginning the top of the sixth inning. Winston Santos continues his role. He has pitched four perfect innings from the second inning on, and now he starts out the sixth with a swing and miss, strike three for Ramirez, his second strikeout of the day, and now the eighth for Winston Santos. So he is rolling and has gone on to retire now 13 straight Woodpeckers. You can make it 14 straight if you consider the Loper Fido fielder's choice a retirement. And now it's Freddie Guillamo, the nine hitter, taking a slider down and away. For Winston Santos, the pitch count is also very manageable right now. He's thrown just 55 pitches and is two outs away from delivering a quality start. Here's the 1-1, and it's fouled back into the screen. Down East has gotten a lot of good starting pitching in this series. They got six scoreless innings out of Gavin Collier on Tuesday night. 1-2, and struck him out. That's nine Ks now for Winston Santos. Two quick outs in the Fayetteville sixth inning, and Kennedy Corona will come up for a third time. On Friday night, before the three-run home run by Tyler Whitaker, they got another six scoreless innings of work from Josh Steffen. Here's the pitch to Kennedy, and he swings through a breaking ball. It's 0-1. Steffen still went on to complete seven to deliver a quality start despite the Whitaker home run, and now you have Winston Santos, who's trying to put up a quality start. That's something Fayetteville has not had to deal with yet this year, and Down East has got to love that. If three-year starting pitchers over a six-game series give you quality outings, pitching coach's dream. You don't have to go deep into the bullpen. That was one of Kannapolis' issues last week when Fayetteville won all six games on the road, as Kannapolis lost starters early in games and had to really deplete their bullpen. The 1-2 is right down the middle, and that is strike three. Ian, make it Winston Santos is punching him out. He has 10 strikeouts tonight and a quality start through six. We go to the home half of the inning, and Down East trying to add to their 4-1 lead when we return.
This journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success.
It's time to flock to the Segra Stadium, Parrotheads, for Margaritaville at the ballpark Saturday, June 4th. It's the perfect night to gear up for summer. First 1,000 fans in the park will take home a Margaritaville replica jersey thanks to Rock 103. In the great words of Jimmy Buffett, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. First pitch at 5.05 p.m. against the Fredericksburg Nationals. It's Margaritaville night at the ballpark, Saturday, June 4th at Segra Stadium. Tickets on sale now at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Christian Mejia is trying to keep this at a three-run game. It's 4-1 Wood Ducks. Mejia allows three runs in the bottom of the fifth. Meanwhile, Winston Santos strikes out the Fayetteville side in the sixth inning. And now the 0-1 pitch to Yosi Gallan is a breaking ball that lands in the zone for strike two. Gallan will be followed by Yency Peña and then Alejandro Osuna. It's the 8-9-1 facing Mejia. His wind is 0-2. It's lined out to left field, and that's going to fall for a base hit. It's the fifth hit, and Gallan wants two. Here comes a one-hopping throw. Loperfido applies the tag, and Gallan is ruled safe. Looked like it was going to be a single the whole way, but Rainier Rivas might have slowed up a little bit coming forward on that ball. Gallan tried to extend for a double, and he got it. Close play. It was a one-hopping accurate throw. Loperfido looked like he got the tag down in time, but Gallan might have just been able to squeeze the fingers in there and get to the bag. So true hustle double for Gallon, although there might have been a little bit of a mental blunder out there and left for Rivas. That just did not look like it was going to be a double. Now it's Yency Peña checking his swing and going too far on a high fastball. Start to peek around the Major League scoreboard this afternoon with action all across the big leagues. Here's the 0-1, and a swing and a miss. 0-2. Peña has walked and struck out looking. Swanson threw three innings. Ian Fogo pitched a scoreless fourth, struck out three, and now Mejias working his second inning of work. And striking out Yency Peña on a pitch down and outside of the zone. First strikeout for Christian Mejias. Alejandro Osuna is the new hitter. Leadoff man as the lineup card turns over for a fourth time, and Osuna steadies from that left side. He's 0-2 with a flyout and a strikeout. He's reached once on a walk and fouls away the first pitch for an 0-1 count. Giants are leading the Reds today in Cincinnati. That game is almost wrapped up. 6-2 Giants in the bottom of the eighth inning. Here's the 0-1 with the runner on the move to third. It misses outside. One hopping throw, not in time. Ramirez topples over top of Gallon applying the tag, but Yosi is in there with his second stolen base of the game. This is the most stolen bases allowed by Fayetteville this year, 7-for-7. And Down East is continuing to run rampant. 1-1 count on Osuna. A shrug of the shoulders from Mejias. He fires home and gets a swing and a miss on a fastball, 1-2. The Giants trailed that game 2-0 against Cincinnati before scoring six runs in the top of the eighth inning to go in front. Next pitch, and Osuna strikes out. Back-to-back Ks for Christian Mejias. Good sign. Nice response after the leadoff double. And there's two away, and Cam Cauley coming up.
Now batting your shortstop, number 8, Cam Cauley.
Evan Longoria with the big swing in that eighth inning for the Giants, a 3-run home run. First pitch to Cam Cauley is a fastball strike on the inner half of the plate. Well placed by Mejias, and it's 0-1. Red Sox are leading the Orioles in the early going, 3-0 in the top of the third inning. Frankie Cordero hit a solo home run for the Sox. Bobby Dalbec also hitting a 2-run home run. Their young corner infielder. Calling out a no-ball, two-strike count. Nationals on top of the Rockies today, 4-1. Juan Soto has hit a 2-run home run in that game. Mejias from the shoulders, sets, throws, his 0-2 is lifted on a line out to right, and that'll fall for a hit, add to the Down East lead. And now Cauley is trying to stretch to second base. Here comes a cutoff throw from Loperfido to Molina. He applies the tag, and they get him. So not only is Down East trying to steal bases, but they're trying to turn singles into doubles. That time they get caught, but Cam Cauley drives in the run. Yosi Gallon scores. Down East leads 5-1. And we head to the seventh inning when we return on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. More MLB scores coming up.
At Sager Stadium on Friday, June 3rd, as Star Wars Night makes its return to downtown Fayetteville. Don't miss the Woodpeckers gear up in Stormtrooper jerseys, which you can bid on throughout the game. Proceeds benefit Almshouse. The battle will then take to the sky as we light up the night with the Star Wars post-game fireworks show presented by Q98. Calling all Jedis for Star Wars Night, Friday, June 3rd at Sager Stadium. First pitch at 7.05 p.m. Tickets on sale now at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families
have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
Well, Fayetteville with three more chances at the plate today. Top of the seventh inning, nine outs to play with, but they need four to tie, five to go in front. And after a three-run bottom of the fifth and one more in the bottom of the sixth, Woodpeckers in danger of dropping five of six on this road trip in Kinston. Could easily be on the other side of things. Every game this week has been close. Four games have been one-run ball games, and the one game that Fayetteville won was a two-run game. That was a 5-3 winner on Thursday, and time is called at the plate. Molina steps out. Winston Santos has been untouchable since the first inning. Fayetteville has just one base hit against the right-hander, a Kennedy Corona double on the very first pitch of the game. Loperfido drove in Fayetteville's only run on a fielder's choice in the first. And since that fielder's choice, Winston Santos has gone on to retire 16 straight hitters. Leo's Danny Molina foul tips a breaking ball at the plate, and it's 2-2. Molina, Loperfido, and Miguel Palma will take on Santos, who's thrown just 65 pitches. And here's number 66. It's a fastball below the zone now, 3-2. The pitch outside, and to the screen it goes. That was the 2-2 pitch. So now it's 3-2 on Molina. Molina is rolled out to first, flied out to center. Here's the wind and the payoff. And it's chopped out towards third. Pena waiting for it behind the bag. He muscles the throw to first, and it's pinpoint to get Molina. Leo's Danny Molina falls to 0-3. That brings up Joey Loperfido. Well, we were working around the major league ranks and mentioned the Nationals, who lead 4-1 over the Rockies. One of their young pitching prospects, Josiah Gray, is on the mound today. And Gray, with three innings of work, has given up one run. Walked three, struck out two. Charlie Blackman, the solo home run for the Rockies in the first inning, his seventh of the season. Loperfido hacks through a 1-0 fastball, and it's a one ball, one strike count. Braves are leading the Marlins 3-1 in Atlanta. That game is in the bottom of the third. Marcell Ozuna hitting a solo home run. Loperfido taking a strike. Fastball placed on the inner half, and it's 1-2. William Contreras also had an RBI double today for Atlanta. The 1-2 pitch to Loperfido is lifted deep out into center field. That sends Ozuna sprinting back. It's over his head, and it one hops over the wall. That'll be a ground rule double for Joey Loperfido, and it ends a stretch of 17 straight retired for Winston Santos. It's just the second hit for Fayetteville and their second double.
Now running first base for number 18, Miguel Palma.
So Fayetteville with a chance to cut into this four-run deficit, trying to inch their way back into it. Getting some runs here in the seventh would be good before their final at-bats of the game. Miguel Palma checking his swing on a slider down and away, and he went too far. It's 0-1. William Contreras, an RBI double, as we mentioned, for the Braves today. The other run came on an Austin Riley solo home run. 0-1 pitch. Off the end of the bat, wood chips fly, and Miguel Palma will have to go get a new piece of lumber. Barrel of the bat didn't break, but it just sawed off some of the top of it. He'll head back to the dugout and point out the one he wants, go shopping for a new baseball bat. They're scoreless right now in Detroit between the Guardians and the Tigers. You have Tristan McKenzie pitching today for the Guardians. He's through four scoreless, giving up just one hit. The other side of the equation for the Tigers, you have Elvin Rodriguez pitching. And as we say that, Detroit just scored a run in the bottom of the fourth inning against Tristan McKenzie. So 1-0 Tigers. New bat in hand. Palma takes the 0-2 pitch up and in, and it's a 1-2 count. Palma has bounced out to the pitcher and also flied out to left. Santos has not worked out of the stretch much at all today. He slide steps home, and Palma hoists a fly ball into left center field. Fairly shallow for Gallan and Osuna. Gallan makes a last-minute tumbling catch. I don't think he saw it immediately with the sunglasses on, battling the sunlight, but last minute he fell to the ground and made the catch in the process and took what might have been a single away from Miguel Palma. The sun's been an issue today for the left side of the infield. Fayetteville had a drop pop fly in the first inning. Some outfielders have been twisted around a little bit this afternoon as well, and there's two outs. Palma flies out to left for the second time, bringing up Tyler Whitaker. And the first pitch, a fastball runs up and in on him. Yankees and Rays are playing out in Tampa Bay today, tied up 1-1 in the top of the fourth. G-Man Choi, a solo home run. And Gleyber Torres, a solo shot for the Yankees. Line drive hit to left, but that'll hook foul. Loperfido would have scored easily, but Tyler Whitaker, despite some good contact, now in a one-ball, one-strike count. Royals and Twins scoreless in the early going, top of the second inning. Sonny Gray is pitching today for the Twins. Chicago series, Cubs and White Sox are playing on the south side. They are scoreless midway through the second inning. Charlotte Knights down the road have a big league rehabber with them this week. Lance Lynn getting ready to return to the White Sox rotation after a minor knee surgery. Broken bat, a bouncer right side. Mitchell picks it up and runs it over to the bag himself and finishes the top of the seventh inning. So Tyler Whitaker shatters his bat that time. Couple of broken bats against Winston Santos, who's put up another scoreless inning of work and is through seven today in Kinston. Loperfido is left on in scoring position, and a 5-1 game heads to the bottom of the seventh as we stretch at Granger Stadium. We're all stretched out in Kinston, bottom of the seventh inning. Fayetteville trails the Wood Ducks 5-1. Pitch comes home to Marcus Smith, and he takes a belt-level fastball for strike one. Smith will be followed by Maximo Acosta and then Tucker Mitchell. 3, 4, and 5 of the order facing Mejias. Right back into the zone. He lands one for strike two. Smith has popped out, walked, and reached on a fielder's choice and stolen three bases today. Three of the seven stolen bags for Down East. Change up low, and it's now 1-2. Christian Mejias gave up a run in the sixth inning on an RBI single from Cam Cauley. He was thrown out at second trying to stretch a double. And there's strike three. Change up looked at by Marcus Smith. Hands back to the dugout. Third strikeout for Mejias. He's been working since the fifth inning behind Ian Fogo and the starter Nick Swanson. One away, base is empty. Here's Maximo Acosta. The pitch home is fouled back into the screen. On the mound today for the Chicago Cubs is Marcus Stroman. White Sox again playing the Cubs. Out at the White Sox place, bouncing ball, third base side, but foul. And it's 0-2 on Acosta. And for the White Sox, Dylan Cease, who's having a very good year in their rotation. He's through two scoreless with three strikeouts along the way. And you have a few games that are still scheduled to go later this afternoon once we conclude here in Kinston. 0-2 struck him out. And Christian Mejias with back-to-back strikeouts. That's the same way he was working in the sixth inning. He did allow a leadoff double. He came up with back-to-back Ks and then gave up the RBI single. We'll see if Christian Mejias can complete his first scoreless inning in relief today. Gave up three in the fifth, one in the sixth. Here's his first pitch to Tucker Mitchell, and it misses upstairs for ball one. You have Blue Jays playing the Angels in Los Angeles today at 4:07. Jose Berríos on the mound for the Blue Jays. Mitchell takes a strike, and it's 1-1. Dodgers are at the Diamondbacks at 4:10 Eastern. And Pirates at the Padres with Mackenzie Gore making the start. One of their top young pitching prospects in San Diego. Astros are on the West Coast as well. They will play the Seattle Mariners at 4:10 Eastern today with former Woodpecker Luis Garcia on the mound. 2-1 pitch misses up and inside, and it's 3-1 on Mitchell. Garcia this year 3-3 with a 3.38 ERA. He'll take on lefty Marcus Gonzalez, 3-4 with a 3.74 ERA. So good pitching matchup there in Seattle, T-Mobile Park. Conclusion of that one between a couple of American League West Division rivals. Seattle not been what many expected this year, though. 20-27. They were one of those dark horse division favorites. Hasn't been just yet. Here's a fly hit the opposite way, backpedaling Whitaker to the warning track, but he makes the grab with room in front of the fence, and the inning is over in 1-2-3 fashion for Christian Mejias. He tosses his first scoreless frame this afternoon, and we head towards the eighth. Our score, it's the Wood Ducks 5 and the Woodpeckers 1 when we return.
Baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
It's time to flock to the Segra Stadium, Parrotheads, for Margaritaville at the ballpark Saturday, June 4th. It's the perfect night to gear up for summer. The first 1,000 fans in the park will take home a Margaritaville replica jersey thanks to Rock 103. In the great words of Jimmy Buffett, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, first pitch at 5:05 p.m. against the Fredericksburg Nationals. It's Margaritaville night at the ballpark Saturday, June 4th at Segra Stadium. Tickets on sale now at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
So Down East has officially made a pitching change here in the top of the eighth inning. Jose Cornejal has taken over behind The starter, Winston Santos, who goes seven strong today, giving up just the one Fayetteville run in the first inning. Retired 17 in a row at one point before Lo Perfido doubled in the seventh. And now Rainier Rivas, lefty, takes on Cornell, coming in with a 1-1 record, 9.18 ERA. He rocks and fires his 1-0 pitch, and a swing and a miss. 94-mile-per-hour fastball gets Rivas, and it's 1-1. Rivas is 0-2. The bottom four hitters that are coming up here in the eighth are a combined 0-8 today. Pop fly over towards the third base rain tarp, but nobody can get over in time, and one hops out of play off the warning track, and goes to 1-2 on Rivas. Cody Orr is next. Yuris Ramirez is in the hole. Cornell with 16 and two-thirds innings of work this year. He's given up 17 earned runs, 8 walks, and 20 strikeouts. Now the 1-2 to Rivas is tapped softly along the first baseline. Fair ball up along the chalk. Off the mound, Cornell moves left and shovels after fielding to Mitchell and retires Rivas on 1-3. Now it's Cody Orr, 0-2 with two strikeouts against Winston Santos. Cornell throwing and missing outside with a breaking ball. Bottom three hitters, in fact, in the Fayetteville order, a combined 0-6 with six strikeouts. Orr will end the drought, though. He pulls a liner out into left, and it falls for a single. That one's got to feel good for Cody, who had three strikeouts yesterday, couple today, and closes what may be his final at-bat of the series with a single. And now Yuris Ramirez is up, but first time is called as Cody Orr buckles that sliding mitt down there on first. Santos going seven innings is the second Downey starter to go seven this week. You had Josh Steffen do it on Friday night, and now Cornell today. Breaking ball misses outside to Ramirez, and it's 1-0. Yuris 0-2, struck out swinging in the third and in the sixth. He'll be happy to face a different Down East arm here in the eighth. Here's the 1-0 offering, and Ramirez fouls it back into the net. One run on three Fayetteville hits. They had a pair of doubles before the Cody Orr single. Five runs on six hits for Down East. The 1-0, 1-1 rather, and Ramirez swings through his slider, tips it in and out of Moeller's mitt, and it's 1-2. Final game of the series today. Fayetteville in jeopardy of dropping 5 of 6. They head to Fayetteville on May 31st, Tuesday, to face the Fredericksburg Nationals. Here comes a 1-2 to Ramirez. And a slider of frisbees to the outside. Missed low as well, 2-2. We were thinking that if Steven Strasburg continued his rehab assignment with the Frednats, we would see him in Fayetteville on Tuesday or Wednesday. But he's rehabbing again today with the Frednats in their series conclusion against Salem. He sticks the bat out, loops one out to left center, and that will fall in front of Gallon. He cuts it off quickly and holds Cody Orr at second. But back-to-back singles, first time Fayetteville has strung together consecutive hits in this game, and they have two on with one out, and Freddie Guillamo coming up. See if they can try and put together a late rally against this Down East bullpen. Happy to see anybody but Winston Santos out there on the mound. And now it's Freddie Guillamo, but first a meeting on the mound. So Strasburg rehabbing today, and we'll see if the Nationals, the Washington Nationals, want to keep Strasburg with the Frednats for another series or if they'll move him up higher in the system as his rehab continues. For our sake, we hope that his rehab continues with the Frednats. It'd be a cool opportunity for Fayetteville to try and take on a big leaguer to the caliber of Strasburg coming off of shoulder surgery, hasn't pitched in a big league game since 2020 during the shortened COVID season. But if Strasburg does rehab in Fayetteville next week, since he's pitching today, it's more likely that it'll be on a Friday or a Saturday when we have a big crowd out at the ballpark, maybe a Sunday. Stay tuned to Woodpecker social media. We'll try and get some clarification on whether we get that chance next week to see Strasburg. A look down to second. Two runners on, and Freddie Guillamo at the plate. He holds the hands on an up-and-in fastball, and it's a 1-0 count. Guillamo has struck out twice. Santos got him in the third and in the sixth, just like Ramirez. The 1-0 offering. And Guillamo drills this one deep to right field. That'll send Smith back, start of the warning track, and he makes the catch right in front of the wall. Both runners are tagging up. Throw goes to second, and Ramirez dives in safely or makes it to third. And a fly ball deep enough to put two in scoring position off the bat. Freddie Guillamo thought he might have had one. Well, that would have made things interesting. We'd be talking a one-run ball game if that left the yard. It's late, so you feel like Fayetteville now with four outs to play with might need one of those huge swings. Kennedy Corona could all but guarantee himself the Carolina League Player of the Week if he can deliver one here. He's 1-for-3 with a first inning double and takes a slider down and outside for ball one. Going 1-for-3 today, Kennedy Corona is now 9-for-24 this week with two doubles, two home runs, and four RBIs to go along with five runs scored. No doubt he'll be considered for a little bit of hardware. Fayetteville is still looking for their first Player of the Week or Pitcher of the Week award in 2022. Corona swings through a fastball. It's a 1-1 count. And the next pitch from Jose Corneal is swung on and missed. Fastball 94 gets by Kennedy. 1-2. Corona trying to bring in the first Fayetteville run since the top of the first inning. They trail 5-1. Orr is on third. Ramirez on second. The 1-2 pitch is popped up. Foul territory behind first. Mitchell sprinting back, and he gets to the sidewall, runs out of room, and that ball gets out of play. Cody Orr and Yuris Ramirez connecting for left field singles in this eighth. Jose Corneal looking in, and time called to the plate by Kennedy Corona. A couple of dogs in the park sensing the tension. They're getting involved. And now Corneal steps off. So a little chess match between pitcher and batter. Got to imagine Kennedy Corona could be looking breaking ball here, but then again, Corneal's beat him on a couple of fastballs in this at-bat. He picks up the leg, he throws home, and a slider is spoiled away by Corona. There's a lot of lateral movement on that breaking ball for Jose Corneal. That pitch looks like it's coming at your chin and then breaks to the middle against a right-handed hitter. See if he tries to spin another one in there. Target is set high to Corona. Fastball may be coming. Here's the 1-2, and a fastball missed outside. Corona struck out looking at his last at-bat. Has to be aggressive here. Two balls and two strikes. Base hit to the outfield. Could score two. Turn this to a two-run game. 2-2 pitch is lifted along the right field line. It's slicing foul. Smith is sprinting over, and again, they run out of room, and that'll land on the concourse. We have a no-hitter alert in the Carolina League this afternoon. That game we mentioned where Steven Strasburg was rehabbing in, Salem and the Fred Nats have combined to, I believe, not allow a hit. One of those sides is hitless. We'll double-check on that for you. 2-2 pitch coming to Corona, and that's strike three called on the low outside corner. That was dotted by Corneal. Digital strike zone had it as strike three on Corona, and that ends the inning. Fayetteville puts two in scoring position. They've left three in scoring position over the last two innings and trail 5-1 as we head to the bottom of the eighth inning on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Time to flock to the Segra Stadium, Parrotheads, for Margaritaville at the ballpark Saturday, June 4th. It's the perfect night to gear up for summer. First 1,000 fans in the park will take home a Margaritaville replica jersey thanks to Rock 103. In the great words of Jimmy Buffett, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. First pitch at 5.05 p.m. against the Fredericksburg Nationals. It's Margaritaville night at the ballpark, Saturday, June 4th at Segra Stadium. Tickets on sale now at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
Ian Muller swings over the top of a Christian Mejia's changeup beginning the bottom of the eighth inning. And now he barrels a deep liner out to left center field, sending Rivas back, and it bangs off the very top of the wall on the fly. Muller hustling to second base, and he's in standing with a leadoff double. He didn't miss a home run by much, by about a couple feet, and ripped that thing off the left center field wall. His first hit of the day is a loud one. Leadoff man on for Down East in the bottom of the eighth inning. They lead 5-1, trying to add any late insurance they can grab, and now it's lefty Jose Rodriguez. Christian Mejias has given up a two-run home run and a pair of doubles today. He's been hit pretty hard. He throws home to Rodriguez, and the first pitch gets right through Guillamo. That's a fastball that he's got to be able to catch in a pass ball. On Guillamo there on a fastball that was not too far outside of the zone. Muller makes it to third. Rodriguez ready for the 1-0, and he flies this one out into center field. Orr coming in on it to his right. He makes the catch, and they're bringing Muller home. Here comes the throw. The tag is applied, and they got him sliding in. Cody Orr guns out Ian Muller from left center field. Great throw, and Christian Mejias points to his center fielder. Cody Orr on a couple of hops puts it pinpoint to Freddie Guillamo. An accurate strike to save the run. And there's now two outs in the eighth with Yosi Gallan stepping in. He swings at a changeup. One ball and one strike. 1-1, and he fouls it back into the screen. We looked at the scoring, the breakdown of the Salem and Fredericksburg game, and indeed, Steven Strasburg putting up five hitless innings today to help work the front half of that no-hitter that's going on right now. Collins out of the bullpen pitching a hitless sixth. So Steven Strasburg in his second rehab outing for Fredericksburg, it was a great one. Five hitless scoreless innings with one walk and six strikeouts. Mejia's putting up a zero in the bottom of the eighth. He gets a swing and a miss out of Yency Pena, strikes him out to end the inning. And rather, that's Gallan going down on strikes. And thanks to the nice throw by Cody Orr from center field, it ends up being a 1-2-3 eighth for Mejia's. So we head to the ninth. One more chance for Fayetteville. They trail 5-1 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Store is the place to pick up merchandise for your favorite Carolina League team. Located next to the front gates at Segra Stadium, the Bird's Nest has a wide selection of Woodpeckers team gear, from hats and t-shirts to commemorative baseballs and bats. Can't make it to the team store? Check us out online at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com to shop for all merchandise, including the Woodpeckers 1970s throwback collection worn on-field throughout 2022. Again, that's FayettevilleWoodpeckers.milbstore.com.
Finally, a business journal for Fayetteville. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal gives business people actionable intelligence, information that leads to more sales, more perspective on the region, and better decisions about growing your organization and your career. Check out the website at bizfayetteville.com and subscribe today. The Greater Fayetteville Business Journal. Read your way to success. One more chance for the Peckers to come from behind this afternoon. They trail 5-1 in what might wind up being one of the more lopsided ball games this week when you consider how close every other game has been. 4 one-run victories this week for Down East and 1 two-run win for Fayetteville. They lead by 4, and Leo Stanley-Molina facing the right-hander Jose Corniel. Fouls one away down the right field line for an 0-1 count. Loperfido and Miguel Palm will get a chance. So Fayetteville's heart of the order, the guys you want up in this spot, will hit. And Molina punches a line drive into right field. On the 0-1 pitch, he comes up with a single. And Leo Stanley-Molina, who had the hitting streak in jeopardy, ends up extending it after all. And that's a 10-game hit streak now for Leo Stanley-Molina. He was riding a 9-gamer coming into today, had a couple of groundouts and a flyout, but is now 1-for-4. And the streak will continue for Leo Stanley-Molina going home on Tuesday. He now has a realistic shot to try and extend beyond Tyler Whitaker, who has the longest hit streak this year for Fayetteville of 12 games. And Molina is right on his tail. It's the second hitting streak of a double digits now this year for a Fayetteville player. The 1-0. And Loperfido lifts this one high out to right. Smith is trying to shade against the sunlight. Can he find it? He does. He goes down to a knee and waits to the last minute to bring that ball in. And he did a good job of battling the sun. Loperfido tested him, and he's out number one of the ninth. A lot of fun upcoming at the ballpark next week. Come on out. You've heard some of the promotions on the broadcast today about all the nights we have upcoming. Star Wars night, June 3rd. We have Margaritaville night on June 4th. Replica jersey giveaway to the first 1,000 fans in attendance on the 4th. Palma pops one up in front of home plate. It's the first baseman Mitchell coming all the way down the line, almost in the home plate circle. He makes the catch. And Palma's done on one pitch. Fayetteville down to their final out today. And the Stormtroopers Star Wars uniforms will be worn by Fayetteville on Friday night. You can bid on those. Proceeds of that jersey auction benefit Almshouse. So come on out, bid on some uniforms, or get a freebie on Saturday night. You also get a free T-shirt if you come to the ballpark early on Tuesday. One of my favorites that we've given out this year. It's the Rake Myers T-shirt. Paying homage to former Woodpecker Jake Myers of 2019, who went on to have a good 2021 in the big leagues. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and it's down and outside. And it's a clever design. It kind of has that 1970s Woodpeckers retro look to it, with a big rake in the background that you would rake your leaves with in your front yard. Rake Myers. 2 balls, no strikes. The pitch, and it is on the corner. A fastball called strike, that outside edge. Corniel just snuck it in there, and it's now 2-1. Whitaker looking for his first hit on the day. He's 0-for-3. A strikeout, a ground out, and a foul out. The 2-1 pitch. And he drives a deep opposite field. Smith is going back. He is still back. He's at the wall, and just in front of the fence, he makes the catch. Tyler Whitaker falls a foot or two shy of a two-run home run, and the Woodpeckers fall in game 6. They lose by 4, their largest margin of defeat this week, 5-1 the final. Made things interesting late, but left a couple runners in scoring position over the 7th and the 8th. They lead Molina on in the 9th.
and they fall 5-1 to Down East and lose 5 of 6 on this road trip. We'll wrap it up next. The post-game show is coming up right here on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The Fairfield Inn & Suites by Marriott Fayetteville North is a proud partner of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. Visiting Fayetteville? Stay with a winning team. Located off Highway 401, they're right near the airport, and just a 15-minute drive from Fort Bragg and Cross Creek Mall. Enjoy the amenities of a first-class stay with clean and sanitized rooms, free self-parking, a 24-hour business center, and complimentary full breakfast. Planning an event? The hotel even features 757 square feet of event facilities. Call them today and book your stay at 910-223-7867.
The Force is strong within Sager Stadium on Friday, June 3rd, as Star Wars Night makes its return to downtown Fayetteville. Don't miss the Woodpeckers gear up in Stormtrooper jerseys, which you can bid on throughout the game. Proceeds benefit Almshouse. The battle will then take to the sky as we light up the night with the Star Wars post-game fireworks show presented by Q98. Calling all Jedis for Star Wars Night, Friday, June 3rd at Sager Stadium. First pitch at 7.05 p.m. Tickets on sale now at FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.
It's time to wrap the action on the Woodpeckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Welcome back inside Granger Stadium for the final time this afternoon. Andrew Chapman thanking you for making Woodpeckers baseball a part of your Sunday. Fayetteville drops 5 of 6, including today's ball game, 5-1, the final score. And Down East and the Woodpeckers were tied going into the fifth inning. It was ultimately a 3-run bottom of the fifth that helped Down East take a comfortable lead, and they held on the rest of the way. 3 runs in the fifth, 1 more in the sixth against Christian Mejias. And Fayetteville made some things interesting late. Seventh inning, they put a man on second base on a Joey Loperfido double, but he was ultimately left on base. Couple of back-to-back singles from Orr and Ramirez put 2 on in the eighth inning. They were left aboard. And Leo Stanley Molina singling in the ninth. Tyler Whitaker put one all the way to the right field warning track, but he fell just short of a 2-run home run, what would have been his second home run of the series. And Fayetteville leaves 4 runners on, 3 in scoring position over the last 3 innings of the game, and are unable to add a run after they scored early today on a fielder's choice from Joey Loperfido in the top of the first. But that was their only run of offense against Downey's starter Winston Santos, who was brilliant. 7 innings of 1-run ball. Gave up just 2 hits and struck out 10 along the way in one of the best outings we saw from a Down East pitcher this week. Jose Cornejal closed it out in the 8th and 9th inning, going scoreless against Fayetteville. Meanwhile, you have Nick Swanson, who went 3 innings today, giving up an earned run. Christian Mejias will suffer the loss today. He gave up 4 runs, 3 in the 5th, and 1 more in the 6th. So as this 12-game road trip comes to a close between Kannapolis and Down East, Fayetteville finishes 7-5 overall, sweeping Kannapolis in week one, but dropping 5 of 6 here to the Wood Ducks in the first of 4 series between these two sides in 2022. Record for Fayetteville, 19-26, going home on Tuesday. Down East improves to 21-24. And a reminder that we'll be back on MILB.TV come Tuesday, May 31st. Colin Casey will be back on the broadcast. Glad to be back in the booth with him. And we have 6 games upcoming with the Fredericksburg Nationals to bring you. First pitch 7:05 on Tuesday on the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and also back on MILB.TV with Colin and I. Final line scores for one final time today. Fayetteville 1 run, 5 hits, and 1 error. Down East 5 runs, 7 hits, and no errors. Again, the win goes to Santos, his 7 strong innings today, and bump him to 2-0. Well, Christian Mejias falls to 1-1 with the loss. Our final time of game, just 2 hours and 2 minutes. It flew by today in front of a Granger Stadium Sunday crowd of 1,300. and 65. A big thanks to Colin Casey monitoring the broadcast today back at home base. And a big thanks to all of the Woodpeckers fans and Wood Ducks fans that may have tuned us in over the course of today's ball game. Again, we'll be back with you from Segra Stadium. Game number 46 of the year on Tuesday, May 31st. Plenty more home games coming in the month of June to bring you on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network and MILB.TV. With that, I'm Andrew Chapman saying so long from Granger Stadium. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday afternoon. The Woodpeckers fall in Game 6 of the series today by a 5-1 final. So long, everybody, from Kinston. Enjoy your day off tomorrow. Maybe not some of you for work, but the Woodpeckers will enjoy a day off, and we'll talk to you from Segra Stadium on Tuesday. This has been Woodpeckers Baseball, live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network from Kinston, North Carolina. So long, everybody. Have a great rest of your Sunday afternoon.
You've been listening to Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com.